didn't take Kazvalon more than a day or two to realize that he had been deceived, and he got really angry. But his tribe, the Katavalani, weren't called the fighting experts for nothing. And before a week was out, the men in all the Katavalani villages were sharpening their iron knives and their javelins, fitting up their kovini, their war chariots, with iron blades on the axles, shaving with their daggers every hair off their bodies, every hair except for the mustaches and the long hair on their heads, which they stiffened to fierce ruckus peaks with lime wash, dyed their bodies and their faces blue with the extract of the woad plant, gathered a few Roman heads from sentries and food gatherers at the edges of the Roman camp, and brought them home for the druid shamans to glean the secrets out of, and to weaken the Roman troops with haunting and confusion.
The spirit of a man was in his head, and the Katavalani Celts collected heads and brought them home to their druids, and the druids performed magic rites with them to weaken the enemy and strengthen the tribe, to appease the gods and keep everything on the right track. For there to be harmony and fruitfulness in the tribe and in the land, there always had to be fresh heads for the druids. Some heads were special, and a man, especially a chief, as Kazvalon was, could embalm the head of an enemy chief, or his father, or grandfather, or a favored uncle, embalm it in cedar oil and keep it in a cedar chest. It would be kept that way for years and years, and the man could open the cedar chest and talk to the head and be in touch with the spirit of the man whose head it had been and gain strength from it, or get inspiration or good advice from it. Heads could be placed in a row to guard a fortress, or a single head of a truly great man could be buried in a powerful location, and by the power of the spirit contained in that head, it could ward off invasion for so long as the head was undisturbed, even to hundreds of years.
Here we are, once again, together. It's been all too long. October and fall. It's been raining all day. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a dark, dank sky. Because I'm that kind of guy. You're listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org. Going to keep things in a gray kind of way today. We just heard from Kazvalon, the headhunter. I actually found this record yesterday. I only saw one copy of this record before this. Apparently Stan Brakhage's wife, she wrote the story and had other parties playing on this record, electronics. It's from 1986 on Silent Records. That was an excerpt from Side One. The Jane Brackage. Music by Architect's Office, who I'm not really familiar with, but regardless, that's what it is. Coming up next, we have a track from Champagne Mirrors. This is a recent reissue of a cassette on the Jealous Gods label. Titled Extended Communication Techniques. Brand new track called Strip Away. Thank you.
Thank you. just because. I don't want any children to sleep in my dreams. Just because I have just enough blood for myself. Just because I won't use one spermatozoid and leave the others to the wind or in the sheets. I got sterilized. Yeah, I got sterilized. Just because my baby had enough pills and I couldn't stand any more pills and any more safes. I got sterilized. Yeah, I got sterilized. Will ever tap me on the shoulder. No one will ever call me Papa. One shiny afternoon in Amsterdam. Not the kind to love someone who's gonna die too. It will be enough to bury my friends. I am sterilized. Just because.
The passing of urine is no longer under your control. You remain strapped to my table for a period of 24 hours. And in a moment, the nurses will insert an enema tube, taking care of yet another of your functions.
Thank you.
Lovers of Darkness. Lurking in the shadows, along with me on this cold, wet evening. You're listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. We just heard from Gary Kale, from the album Creative Nihilism from 1983. Really great outsider sort of music concrete collage experimentalism from the 70s going on into the early 80s. Really love this album, Gary Kale. In front of that, Nocturnal Emissions with a track called Infected, from the Fruiting Body album. Early Nocturnal Emissions right there. Just before that, from 1972, Claude Pelequin and Jean Sauvigo, a track called Sterilization. French poetic electronics, nice combination of sounds in that one. Speaking of nice combinations of sounds, in front of that we had Ennio Morricone from the Spasmo soundtrack. Incidentally, what you're hearing right now behind me is the theme from Spasmo, tonight's bed music. Anyway, that was a track, Stress Infinito 4, Ennio Morricone. Just in front of that, we had Diamanda Galas, the uncanny, inimitable Diamanda Galas, from the album Divine Punishment, an excerpt from Deliver Me From Mine Enemies on Mute Records. And we did start that set off way back when with Champagne Mirrors. That brings us up to speed, I believe. Looking forward to this evening. Later after the show, I get to go to another show. Fabio Fritzi from Goblin is in town. Showing the Beyond at the Old Theater. He'll be doing a live soundtrack from that same soundtrack. This is Fabio Fritzi from the Beyond. the rain. It keeps coming down ever harder, ever wetter. I really dig these thunderstorms. There's something soothing about these things. Maybe it's just me. We just heard from Organum, from an LP in Extremis on the Layla label from Belgium. That was part one from In Extremis. I believe Richard Rupinus from the New Blockaders performs on this record as well. Just in front of that, we heard from Tar. That's T. A with umlauts, R. This has been a really rough couple weeks on me because this person died recently, and his name is Philip Cruz, a very close friend of mine. This was completely unexpected from my perspective. Person that was a great influence on me, and I'm at least appreciative that he left music behind for others to appreciate as well, this being it, the long running track, which was entitled Metalized Excitements of Our Shared Dreams of Technology. LP release from Tar. We did start that set off with the intro tracks from The Beyond by Fabio Frizzi. This pretty much brings us to the end of another episode of The Eternal now. I will leave you with one more track. This is a cassette I received from Belgium recently, W. Ravenveer is the title of the cassette, or the title of the project, I should say. The name of this track is Rungler Speech Therapy. It sounds to me that these are electronically modified speech therapy sessions. I'm going to leave you with this. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to WFMU.org. My name is Andy Orman. Good night.
Ik wil een rustige. heb een goede plek. Ik wil een rustige plek. Toen wilde hij een doek gaan dragen. Het is besloten beer en moediger plek. Rustig, denk ik. Het is besloten op te gaan. Ik wil een rustige plek. Yeah.